Precious name, Almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To all our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior. We have an awesome Savior. And able and can do anything, but he just can't fail. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Still, the God can't do nothing. The God who need nothing. He can do anything. He don't need nothing. Number 117. He can't do. We can't do nothing without him. But he doesn't need nothing. That's a strange thing. We can't do nothing without him. He don't need us for nothing. That's how you have to see God. And we're going on when I say this. This is the way you have to see God. How you see him, Reverend Walker? That he can do without me. That's how you have to see him now. He can do without me. He need me for nothing. Think about it now. He need me for nothing. We can't do without him, but he can do without us. And think now, he need me for nothing. He can use me, but he really doesn't what? Need me. And if you allow him to use you, he will what? Use you. But for a need, he ain't no need for nothing. Always remember that. When you see him like that, you can worship God. You'll give him respect when you see it like that. You got to see it like that. If I don't get there, things going to shut down. Die and see. Don't watch it. You got to see it like that. Always. God can use you when you see him being top of everything. That's when you can see who God really is. You get to a point where God can't do without me, I don't want to run with you. Because you're dangerous. God will show you, you need me. I didn't come here for me, I come here for you. I was all right in my father's house, but I come for you. You didn't come up there to help me, I'm coming down to help you. And that's how you have to see God. He need nothing. That's his holy name. Look at Acts, if you will, the book of Acts 1, 9 through the 11 verses. Acts 1, 9 through the 11 verses. And when he had spoken these things, talking about Jesus, why? They beheld he was taken up in a cloud, received him out of their sight. And while they looked it steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in the like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. This same one. That's got my attention. It won't be a duplicate coming. It's going to be the same one that left here. The same one that walked the water. The same one that fed the 5,000. The same one that Brother Van said, the woman just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. And I know I'll be made whole. That same Jesus is coming again. That's going to give you joy. That's my joy. Because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Now look at Matthew 16:27. Matthew 16 in that 27th verse. He said, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his word. He coming back. He left, but he coming back. And then he said, gonna reward every man according to his word. And one scripture said, whether the good or bad, we all gonna be judged. So in other words, we ain't got to do no judging now. He's going to judge when he get back. Watch it now. Whether good or what? Or bad. I'm going to judge both of them. The good you done and the what? The bad you done. Oh, boy. I'm going to judge both of them. Whether it was good or whether it was bad. Bad. He's going to judge us. That means y'all do all you can while you can. And be careful how you do it. Make sure your attitude is right. If you're still doing something good and your attitude not right, that blocks it off right there. If you're doing good and grumbling and mumbling and complaining, that cut it off right there. Yeah. He's going to judge all of that. What you help this brother for? What you help that sister for? See, that's what you're going to judge the good and the bad. You help them, but for the wrong what? Reason. The wrong motive. That's going to be judged. I want you to get that. That's all. Yeah. See, folk doing good things sometimes, but the wrong motive. Yeah, sure. Sometimes they're trying to show themselves from showing Jesus. Yeah. All of us, our good work and our bad work. Right. The old folks say, ain't nobody going to get away with what? Yeah. So you have to be careful when you're working for the Lord. You have to be careful and say, I'm doing something in the name of Jesus. Okay. You have to be very careful. He's coming back. He coming back at his church, just like he said he would. And he's going to have his rewards with him. God Almighty, I'm doing too much for the Lord. No, you're not doing too much for the Lord. No, he's going to reward you for what you do. But it got to be for the right reason and the right motive. If you want to be rewarded right with God, bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the next great event, I get happy thinking about it. The next great event on God's calendar is the rapture of his church. We are told to watch. Everybody say watch. See, we are told, not only this, but we are told to watch. Watch for what, Reverend Walker? Watch for his second coming. Watch. For his he said, watch for his second coming. That's his holy name. And he said, watch the moon. He said, watch the sun. He said, watch the weather. You've got to watch the church. I said, you've got to watch the church in this sinful world. It gonna get dark. The sun ain't gonna do nothing. Uh-uh. He ain't said watch that. You got to watch the church, and you got to watch not only the church, but you got to watch those in the church. That's the church. Heart of mine. We watching for the wrong thing. When you just watch the church, that's the main thing. And watch how the world carried on. Those are the signs. He gave us signs to watch. Don't get crossed up on the moon. Star doing this and cloud doing that. No, watch yourself. Watch the church. Hallelujah. And watch this sinful world. Well, what happened to them? Walk? Don't you see how sinful it getting? He told us it gonna get like that in the last days. God Almighty. It's not nothing new to folks who watching, but you're watching for the wrong thing. You're watching the wrong. Watch what Jesus said, watch. Watch how his church getting along, and watch how this sinful world getting along, and then you'll see how close you are to his coming. And when it's reading, and what we see now, he's right at the door. Lord of mine. What we read and what we see in this world today, Jesus right at the door. Lord of mine. In the last and evil days. And my brothers and sisters, the second coming of Jesus Christ is our blessed hope. Everybody said blessed hope. That's what most Christians are waiting on. They waiting on what? The blessed hope. It's a blessing hope. Jesus said, I'm coming back at you. Just be faithful, but I'm coming back at you. It's my blessed hope. Now, Paul, get 2 Peter for me. 2 Peter 3:12. But the pastor, don't be in no hurry, pastor. All right, okay, all right. I knew everybody said it, but you said it. Take your time. Read, Paul.
Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust.
God Almighty, scoffers walking after what? Own lust. Sinful folks. In their own lust, what they want their own self. They instead of walking, that means every day they're doing it. And enjoy doing what they're doing. Their own lust, doing sinful things in their own way and don't care what they're doing and enjoying it. God Almighty. In the last days, that's what you got to watch. How the world, look how the world getting along. Look how mean the world done got. It's danger everywhere you go. Everybody got pistols now. Everybody shooting up somebody. Everybody doing it. Watch how mean the world getting and see how it getting. These are the signs you got to watch. Not how the stars look, no. Not how the moon, no. He said, watch the church and watch the sinful world. God Almighty. Walking after their own lust. I'm doing what I want to do. I know who I am. I know what I want to do. Ain't nobody got to do what I want to do. I don't care if you don't like it or not. Watch the world. And watch and then make the laws to fit it. Some things they making laws, y'all be shaming themselves. Make it be a law. You ain't got to be no law to sin. Just don't sin. God gonna get you for that anyway. Folk don't sin with God because the devil gonna see to that. And you gonna make a law say it's all right. Just don't accept it. It's right. But the Bible says hell. Bible says wrong. Bible says it's a lie. We gonna go by the Bible or we gonna go by what the world saying? These the things we got to watch. When you want to see the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Read on, Paul.
And saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Look, listen at that. Just listen there. Where is it? Y'all ran talking about Jesus coming back. They mocking God right now.
Yes.
Making fun of God right now. Where is it? Y'all say he coming back. He ain't coming back nowhere. Read on, Paul.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
Ever since God created, folks, when they might fall asleep, that means dead. Everything been going on what? Like it always was. at the beginning of the tree, sinning and don't care what they do.
Yes, sir.
And getting worse. That's not, we're getting, you know, down, got down to us now. It don't got worse now. We don't care what we do. It don't got so bad now. We want to play sinful thing in a Bible we wrote ourselves and say it's all right now.
Amen.
That means so many folks writing up their own Bible. They're putting up what they love and what they lack, whether Jesus wanted it or not. That means you got so many new Bibles out now. We tired of what God done said. We got to get our own rules. This what happening in the last days. They leaving God's word and going to their own way of living. I mean, they don't care what they do now. Everybody got to accept it. If you don't get mad with them, they'll put you in jail. You can't put me in jail because I don't go along with homosexuals. You can't put me in jail for that. Because the Bible says it's a lie.
All right. Amen.
You can't make me accept mess. And God already told me it is sin.
Amen.
How can you fix it up where I can be righteous then? This what bothers me, the church accepting this mess.
You're right.
These are the last days. Look at the world and look at the church. Not the moon, not the stars, not the weather, but look what the church is doing. Look what the world is doing. What happened to Reverend Walker? The world trying to make us accept lies.
Amen.
Matter of fact, they forcing us to do it. I said they forcing us to do it. If we don't, they going to put us in jail. Because I don't stand for the mess they're doing. Ain't that kind of sad?
Yes,
gonna put me in jail because I don't go along with your lies and your mess?
That's right, Pastor.
These are the days you got to watch. He read the oath before many folk really don't believe it. God Almighty, they mocking God. I mean, they mocking God. Why is your coming? Things going on like they were from the creation. In other words, folk always done what they want. Leave us alone. They're going to leave us alone. And no more crazy preachers saying that stuff. Get him, put him, kill him, do anything. As long as they want to do it, that's all. But preachers that been called by God got to tell y'all it's a lie.
Amen.
It's not popular telling some folk that, but we got to tell them. If God told you to tell the truth, well, tell him the truth then. The disciples got killed for telling the truth. If you're afraid to die, go home and sit down. Don't come out no more.
Right. Right.
God said it. We got to stand on it. As a matter of fact, it may go like you want it, but God gonna fix it like he want it. But at the end, that's what you got to look at. Preacher got to make a stand. The church got to make a stand. Church can't, wall can't make us do nothing wrong. When we said, God said, well, sin, we got to say sin. We don't call it no lifestyle. We call it what? Sin.
Thank you.
Amen.
These are the days we are living in. These last days. I told you, these are the last days. Read on, Paul.
But this they are willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water.
They willingly ignorant. They done it way back, young. They really know what they're doing. They know it's wrong, but the devil done got a hold to them. Way back, y'all. God destroyed the world, come right back doing the same thing. Destroyed the one for sin back then. Now they don't start all over again. After you destroyed the world one time, coming back again, we're doing the same thing. Read on, Paul.
Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished.
They perished, didn't they? We don't start all over again. That crowd don't start all over again. See, the devil's still alive. If it got rid of the devil, it won't be no more. But the devil's still alive. God, all the devil needs just a seed. That's all. Just a seed. He can get it started. That's how I thought it don't grow. Look how it don't grow now. That same. He destroyed the world one time, didn't he, y'all? For what? Sin. Didn't worship God. Well, it's coming the same way. It don't start right back again. The same way. Hallelujah. Yeah. But thank God we got a word to go by. Yeah. Thank God that Jesus gave us direction. Yeah. Told us what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
God Almighty. The world overflowed with water because of S-I-N. What? Sin. The same thing gonna happen when Jesus come back because of what? Sin. We got to tell you that. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
God Almighty. That first word, hallelujah, got messed up, right? Or not reserved for fire. Nah. It will be water next time. I'm going to preach you preach that thing years ago. It won't be water, but fire next time. No, so who? See, it's going to be fire next time.
Yes, sir.
God destroyed the world first time by what? Water. But this time it's going to be by what? Fire. Because of what? Godly men.
Yes, sir.
Hard of my. Ungodly men would do anything.
Yes,
when you say ungodly men, talking about women too now. They're talking about humanity. When they get ungodly, they what? Do anything. Because what? They're ungodly. Their attitude are ungodly. Their minds are ungodly. And the devil is their source.
Yes, sir.
Hard of my. Day of judgment. Way the world living now, you know good and well, they think Jesus ain't coming, and God already predicted right there. Already told us. He gonna destroy. And tell, and what, just think about it. He telling us how we gonna act, and we still can't stop. Reverend Walker, a snake down there on that road down there, and right in the middle of it, now, five or six of them down there. Don't you go that way. Now, you go that way now. They won't bite you because you're going in there again. And you gonna do what they be doing. You're gonna be hateful and all that kind of stuff. Well, now, nah, he don't told me. He already don't told me that.
Right.
Now, I'm going my crazy self right on down there. I'm going to be just like the snakes. We got a Bible here.
Yeah.
It's a map.
Yeah.
Can I say a map to heaven?
Yes, sir.
Right.
A map that directly show you what wrong and what right. A map that tell you that how to go to hell and how to go to heaven.
Yes,
all right then, we got the map here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We can ignore it all we want, but God's word cannot lie.
Yes,
God Almighty, ungodly men would do anything. Because
yes,
they what? Ungodly. Ain't no God in them nowhere. Read on, Paul.
But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
In other words, God don't worry about days. He got days for us. God is eternal. From eternal to eternal. See, days and things and years and things, minutes and hours, that's for us. What God need with an hour? What God need with a day? 1,000 years, just one day in his sight. I say 1,000 years, just one day in his sight. God Almighty. Oh boy. We serve an awesome God. When you get to reading about God, you can't do but just listen at him. He blow your mind. I say he blow your mind. But you got to read it to believe it. And believe it and receive it. I won't tell my folks, God ain't nowhere sitting down scratching his head.
All right.
Wonder what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Go check them out, Gabriel. Oh, boy.
Yeah, sir.
Watch this. My brother, you know what? God knew you before you came in your mother's womb.
Amen.
Watch this now. Knew him before he came in his mother's womb. God the one put him in there.
That's right.
That's number one. God know your first day to your last one. You ain't got to remind God, you remember, I already know you. You can't surprise God. I already know what you going to do.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I already know you. You can't surprise God. I can't surprise God. He know me from my birth down to when I'm going to die.
Yes, sir.
And didn't know where I'm going when I leave him. He got all that in his mind and know everything. Ain't no come in about God. God knows everything. When you ever get in a point where the devil can fool you that God don't know what you're doing, You can slip on God. Boy, he got you going in. He got you going. Everybody he created, he know what they're going to do when they first get here. To the day they die. He already know it. So he can't fool him. So the best to be what? Honest with God. I know you. You just don't know me. And when you really get to know him, you'll respect him. When you get to really know him, fall in love with him, you want to please him. You've got to love him. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to love him. You got to love him. If you love me, you what? Keep my command. That's what he said. Oh, have mercy. Read on, Paul.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise,
God Almighty.
As some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Did you not know God so lovely and kind? He don't want to see nobody go to hell. He what? Long-suffering. Put up with us. Want us to repent. Willing to repent, but you're not willing to repent. God, he don't want nobody perish to go to hell. Nobody. What happened to one? He long-suffering with us. He's not like long-suffering. No, long. He put up with us. He want us to change. See, if we're going to change. He know if you're going to change or not, but he just put up with you. Put up with me. Put up. He put up. He long. Suffering. If God wasn't long suffering with us, nobody would be on earth right now. Long suffering. Watch this. Boy, y'all can get this stuff. Just watch this. God is justice. The justice of God.
Yes, sir.
Can I say that? Yes. Jesse, can I say that? Yes, the justice of God. The justice of God. When you do wrong, say kill him. But the mercy of God. Say give him another chance. Thank God for the mercy of God. If justice take over, won't nobody be standing up here right now? Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his what? Grace. With us, and we still looking over and ignoring it. You better stop ignoring it. He don't want nobody what to perish. He want folk to what? Repent. Hold on, man. Read on, Paul.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
God Almighty. Jesus. The day of the Lord will come as what? What you trying to say, Lord? He don't tell you when you're going to die. He coming back. I'm talking in his body again. But yet still, he don't tell you when you're going to die either. But when he come back, it's going to be like a day knock some folks off their feet because they don't read the Bible and keep up with what Jesus said. But he come at when you least expect him. But he gave a sign to watch, let you know he at the door. He may come in anytime, but he at the door. God Almighty, in that which heaven and earth going to do what? Pass away with a hopping noise, a great noise. The elephant thing that isn't gonna melt, he gonna burn the world up. Reverend Walker, yes. You tell me God gonna burn all this stuff up in the world? Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You tell me, Reverend Walker, he gonna burn up all that gold, money, silver, these precious things? Yes. What is gold to God? God don't need no gold. The streets are bare gold. We'll be walking on this dust when we get there. You ain't got got to still know after a while you say we're going to walk on this stuff.
Amen. Yes, sir.
God Almighty, he going to burn this whole world up. Yeah. See, he left here, and folk laughed at him about not coming, but he coming back. They can make fun of not him coming back. He coming back. He got his time of coming back. And he going to burn the world up. Already destroyed one time by water, but it's going to be what? Fire. Caught him. Read on, Paul.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved,
yeah.
What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
All that's going on, you see what's going to happen, all is dissolved. Now what? What manner of person ought ye to be in?
Yes, sir.
What kind of person? You see what's going to happen? How are you acting?
Yes.
God Almighty. That's when we got to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing now as I speak? You see, I told you I'm on my way back. I told you that. Now, how are you going to act? I'm going to burn the world up. How are you going to act? What your behavior is now? Since I'm coming back, you know I'm coming back. Now, how are you going to be when I get there?
Come on, Rev.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Say, preach, Rev. Walker. Now, watch this. Watch this. Now, watch this. Watch this. Watch this now. If God, he can do it. If he can make a national announcement where everybody in the world can hear it, he can do it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said he can make it now.
Yeah.
Watch it now. He make a national announcement. Uh-huh. If you're not ready, I'm on my way back to. If you're not saved, you better get saved and act right. I promise you, every church will be jam packed.
Right. You're right.
And what God trying to show us, you see these things dissolving, you see where I'm told you're coming. What kind of person you going to be in? I'm coming back, he said. Yep. It's a guarantee I'll be back. But how you going to be going with your lifestyle? How are you going to be when I get here?
Yes.
What kind of person you going to be in when I get here? Couple show coming.
Yes, sir.
Conversation about lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle you going to have when I get here?
Right.
I'm coming. I'm coming back.
Yes, sir.
If you can believe that's your business, I'm coming back. Yes. And I'm letting you know I'm coming. He's not trying to slip up on nobody. He wants you to be ready.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They're hide and seek. You know, years ago, they don't play that stuff no more.
Yes,
they going to, well, we our old folks, you know, we play hide and seek.
That's it,
yes, they playing, they don't got us, oh, most stuff now. Oh, well, they don't hide and seek, but that junk now, you know.
Yes,
you know, they count us through something else. You count in 5 and 10 before we hear it.
Right.
Count 10. Here I come, ready or not. Here I come, ready or not.
Yes.
Jesus said, here I come, ready or not. Here I come, ready or not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here I come. That's what he's saying. Here I come. You will be. I'm telling you the sign that I'm coming back. Now, whether you're ready or not, here I come. If you're ready or not, I'm coming. This Bible ain't nothing to play with. I know fool playing around with church, but buddy, your lifestyle got to change if you want to go to heaven. Oh, boy. Find us, huh? How is it gonna be godly? How you gonna find us? What shape we gonna be in with him? God Almighty. Oh boy, read on Paul that last book.
Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
God gonna burn this whole world up. Y'all see it? Y'all see?
Yes.
Do y'all believe the strip?
Yes. Yes.
He gonna burn the whole world up.
Yes.
It's his world.
Yes.
He can do what he wanna with it.
Yes.
What he need with it. Ain't nothing but sin anyway.
Yes.
It's full of sin. Only thing got us here right now is the grace of God.
Yes.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
But we don't all want to believe this Bible. We read things like that in the Bible. We don't want to even hear nothing about it. It's going to happen. God said it's going to happen. And it's going to happen. And he gave a sign of the time he's going to make it happen. Can't nobody stop. America can't stop it. Russia can't stop it. Can't nobody. All of them get together can't stop it. Lord Almighty. Everything is in his hand. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, watch this now. If Jesus is not coming back, we might as well close this Bible, amen, lock those doors, amen, and go home and do what we want,
yes,
to do.
Amen. Yes.
If he's not coming back, we might as well shut everything down, yes, and just do what you want to do.
Amen. Amen.
He's coming back just like he said he was coming back. God Almighty, bless his holy name. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus' first coming was for the salvation of our souls. Everybody say souls. And the second coming is for the salvation of our bodies. Everybody say bodies. Because there can be no resurrection of the body until Christ come back. A soul and a body. He saved our soul. Caught him. All right, but now he coming back at the church now. He got to give us another body.
Yes,
when Jesus got at the grave, he had what? A glorified body. And when we see him, we be what? Like him. Our soul is converted, but our body got to be changed. Bless his holy name. And the Bible tells us that. Paul, look at 1 John 3:2. Oh, boy.
First, beloved.
Love.
Now are we the sons of God.
Yeah.
And it does not yet appear what we shall be.
Listen to that.
But we know that when he shall appear, hallelujah, we shall be like him.
God Almighty.
For we shall see him as he is.
Ain't that so far? God Almighty. He talked to the church. He didn't talk to everybody. He talked, he said, beloved. See, my beloved children, my beloved church. Now are we what? Sons of who?
God.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a son of God.
Son.
Oh, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but thank God for the but.
We know.
I'm not going to scratch my head, but we know.
Yes.
When he shall appear. Can I say, when he shall come,
yes,
we shall be like him.
Yes, sir.
Well, how he ever looked, Brother Walker, he had a glorified body. When Jesus got up out that grave, he had a glorified body. One day we're going to have a glorified body. One that never ate no more. One never get sick no more. Ain't got to travel no more. We just disappear and go where we want to go. A glorified body. Don't need no train. Don't need no airplane. We just disappear and go where we want to go. Him. When we see him, we'll be like him. He have a glorified body. He got about that grave, he had a glorified body. Don't need Dr. Donnell. I don't need Dr. Robinson up there with me. I have a glorified body. I hope Dr. Donnell get himself straight. Dr. Robinson get himself straight. Because we ain't going to need no medicine up there, Jesse. Ain't no more sickness. Sickness can't get in there. It's in the kingdom of God. We'll be like him. God Almighty, a glorified body. Saints, I know somebody, when Jesus come in and all of that, don't you worry. He coming back. Now watch this now, watch this. He gave us some signs.
Yes, sir.
Got to watch the sign. I told you what to do. Watch the church and watch this sinful world. You see how bad the world. He told you what's going to be going on. He told you what's going to be going on when he come back. The world going to be in a mess. God Almighty. Going to be in a mess. And when he comes, he's going to change us. Jesus is going to catch us. God Almighty. Boy, let me go on. How many minutes I got? Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, our soul going to be resurrected. Bless his holy name. Our soul going to be resurrected. We have a brand new body. I say a brand new body. And my brother and sister, Jesus and his disciples out on Mount Olive, he was about to leave them to go back to heaven to his father's house. He had been there 3.5 years on this earth. God walked this earth 3.5 years. God himself. No wonder everything had to obey him. No wonder water didn't have no problem. No wonder bread didn't have no problem. No wonder sickness wasn't no problem with him. Because he owns everything. He can stop what he wants. He can start what he wants. He walked this earth like a natural man. And then still had all power. God Almighty. In his head. Boy, that blow your mind. Just somebody walking, looking like you, walking like you. But he can tell the water, hush. He can tell illness, come on. He can tell sickness, get away from me. Blow your mind.
Yes, sir.
He can get 2 little fish and 5 loaves of bread and feed by 5,000 folks with 2 little fishes and 5 loaves of bread. Boy, that's something to see in y'all.
Yes,
the little boy had his lunch. Couldn't find no food, but the little boy had his lunch. I bet when that boy got home, he had 5 fish out. He had a big old plate waiting on it. Some more fishes. See, when you give God, he got something else to replace it for you.
Yes.
2 little fishes and 5 loaves of bread and fed all those people. This the God we serve. He the same Jesus. It's no different Jesus. That's when Jesus worked miracles. Sometimes folks go to the hospital. The doctor said this. The doctor said that. But when God gets through, the doctor, I don't know what happened. See, he don't do it to everybody. That's his business. Don't get mad with God. Yeah, he know what he's doing. He don't put no more than you can bear. He know what you can bear. He know what you can take. God ain't saying, I don't know what I'm doing. He got this world in his hand. Just like this. I'm going to blow your mind. That's how you got to see God.
Yeah. My mind.
But, lawyer, that's the way you got to see him.
Yeah.
I declare when you see him like that. You talking about growing in grace. That will make you grow in grace. When you see God got the world in his hand, when you look at him like that, God can use you. Well, when you look at God, God is scrambling, trying to get somewhere. Oh, you looking at the wrong God. God got the whole world in his hand and sitting down, if I say that. Ain't hollering at nobody. Guess what happened, Reverend Walker? It's going on just like he wanted to go on. He know the bird, the little baby bird in the nest. He know everything. That's how you got to see God. And when you see God like that, you'll worship him like that. When you see God like that, you'll respect him like that. If you never respect God, he can't get no use out of you. You can't play God small, no kind of way. Don't forget now. If you want to think of it, don't forget that he the one that rock you to sleep at. I said, he wouldn't have to rock you to sleep at night.
Yeah.
If he don't want you to sleep, you take all the sleeping pills you want. If he don't want you to sleep. I want you to see who he is. He owns everything. Everything obey God but man. I said, everything. Lightning obey God. Wind obey God. Water obey God. But everything but man. Wonder why everything obey God but man? Because God made man in his image and after his likeness. And the devil don't want man to obey God. The devil wants folks to obey him instead of God.
Yes.
Oh boy. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, disciples, they had been with Jesus 3.5 years. And here Jesus, somebody, he finna go somewhere. And they saw him when he left. Look at him. Going up to heaven. God Almighty. Cloud. Going on up. They watched him till they got out of sight. Went on up, he just looking. After a while, a cloud caught him. That big puffy white, not no dog cloud. Oh, a dog cloud couldn't get close to him, you know. But that big puffy white, y'all see a big puffy white cloud?
Yes.
See, he was caught up in a cloud. Got out of there, still watching. God Almighty. And two men, they were angels.
Yeah.
Had on human suits, can I say that? Human outfits.
Yes, sir.
And told them, y'all pull the fellow, y'all see that same Jesus? The same Jesus that you see going up, the same one gonna come back the same way. The way you see him leaving, he gonna come the same way. He coming in a cloud.
Well,
God Almighty. Let me say it, Jesse. Just to be with Jesus, I can see the cloud. Say, I'm going this time. I want to get close to him this time. Boy, so much about Jesus we can't understand. That's why we got to see Jesus do Bethlehem. You got to see Jesus love everybody. You got to see him that you need him. He doesn't need you. When you honor Jesus like that, out of time, he'll take care of you. He God by himself. He don't need nothing. He don't need nothing you got.
No, sir. That's right.
Nothing you got that he needs. But he can use you. That's how you had to pray to God. That's how you had to talk to God.
Yeah.
Sometimes y'all get by yourself and say, Lord, I just thank you for using me.
Well.
Thank you, Lord, I got a voice to sing.
Well.
Thank you, Lord, I got a musician I can play.
Yeah.
Thank God that you can use somebody like me and know you can do without me. Oh, boy. I know we don't get through with that. The disciples. Oh, that makes sense. I ain't got but 10 minutes.
Pre-tribbing.
Y'all give me 20 more, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Keep going.
His disciples hate to see him leave. And sorry fill their hearts. They watched him as he was going to his father's house. In the air. Paul, right quick, look at Luke 24, 52, 53rd verse. Then we're going to close. I got about 10 more minutes. Read, Paul.
And he led them out as far as to Bethany.
God Almighty.
And he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
Blessed them.
And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
While he was blessing them, he was what? God Almighty. Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes,
talking to his disciples.
Yes,
and while he was talking, blessing them, a cloud, he just started going up before the cloud caught him. He just started going, ain't that something? Just go up. Ain't had nothing to start him up. He just went up. Just blow your mind.
Yeah.
Just started going up.
Yeah.
Oh, how much. Carry it up into heaven.
Yeah.
The disciples, look at him. God Almighty, look at them. He looked till the cloud covered him up. He couldn't see him no more.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Read on, Paul.
And they worship him.
Yeah.
And returned to Jerusalem with great joy.
God Almighty.
And were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen.
Yeah.
What Jesus had done, they saw him themselves.
Yeah.
They had a gospel, Cunningham,
right,
that'll stand anywhere.
Yes.
God let them see him.
Well,
he got out the grave.
Uh-huh.
Let the world know he still lives.
Yes.
That being God told him to write the books.
This is catalog number 1718. Catalog number 1718.
He's still dead. But the disciples said, I'm alive. I'm alive because I saw him when he lived here. I'm a living witness. I was looking at him until I couldn't see. trust in him, it'll get down in your spirit. You won't doubt it to save your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't deny it. When God done something for you, you know it. I don't care how the devil come to your mind, tell you this, tell you, forget it. You tell it on the devil, get yourself out the way. I know he lives. Don't be scared to tell that devil that. I know he lives. The devil know he lives. Hallelujah. You got to watch that old devil. When you're praying, you got to watch him. The devil be trying to take over your prayer if you don't watch yourself. You out here praying to somebody you don't even know. Just tell him, get behind me, buddy. I know he lives. And when you tell him that, he got to walk on. He'll come in your prayer and change your whole prayer. Put doubt in your prayer. They know. That's why they went and preached. That's why they died for Jesus. They died for him because they know he lived. They saw him go up and said, don't worry, I'll be back at you. That's what it said.
Yes,
sir. It said, same Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no duplicate. The same Jesus. The same Jesus that you see was taken up. That same Jesus is coming back again. He, watch that. He's coming back at us this time. We the church, ain't you? If you've been born again, you in the church. This who he coming back after his church. The one who give their life to Jesus because he lives. Them disciples said, shoot me. Cut my head off. Throw me over in the lounge then. Do what you want to do. I know he lived. I saw him when he left here. That's the very reason. We got to believe the truth. You got to believe the Bible. Don't let nobody take you off this right here. If the devil gets you off God's word, he got you. You didn't know that? When you stop believing God's Bible, I'm talking about his Bible. They're printing up Bibles now. I'm talking about James, and these Bibles that talk about from the beginning to the end. You better stick with the real gospel. There's so many false preachers out there now, so many false Bibles out there. You better know what you read now.
All right.
Yes.
Cause it sound good.
Yes,
trying to level off sin. You can't level off sin. Sin just sin. You can't fix sin to be righteous. How can you do that? If God called it sin, I'm gonna call it sin.
Amen.
If God said it righteous, I can call it righteous. But we can't pick up sin and then call it righteous. You got the wrong book then. Got the wrong book. I don't care who you are. I don't care who wrote it. I tell you who wrote it. The devil wrote it. If it don't correspond with this right here, the devil writing it. And he writing up Bibles going and coming.
Amen.
And we getting them because it sound good. Pleasant like. The devil ain't no fool. He know how to get folks. He an expert on getting them. He coming back. He coming back. Just like he said he would. He owned his way back. God Almighty. He owned his way back. Watch this now. I'm going to go. Watch this. You can see the signs. He left signs for us. He left signs. Yeah. And some of the signs, he said, I'm at the door.
Well,
he showed us some of them. I'm at the door. He just that close. I'm coming back. I'm going to tell you this now, because I've been preaching it. When you see what happening in this world, when you see how the church acting and see how this world acting, he's just about at the door. Now, just watch now. Now, be in heaven. I may be in heaven now, but just watch. When you see that, I declare it is at the door. I mean that. He gave us the sign himself. When you see these things, I'm at the door. And folks don't, you'll be surprised. This modern age don't believe Jesus is coming back.
Right.
You'll be surprised when you talk to folks. They don't believe he's coming back. Don't let nobody change that from you, my brothers and sisters. Don't let nobody. First thing you're going to see, I'm finna go now. I still got 2 minutes. First thing you're going to, 3 minutes. First thing now, you're going to see. You're going to see a change. You see it now. Gradually change the world, getting so ungodly lies about the Bible, trying to get rid of Jesus.
Right.
You see all that happening now. Watch this now. Some of us anyway, signs are falling away from the faith.
Yeah.
Folks don't believe this no more. Falling away from,
right.
When you see these signs, you know he at the door.
Yes, sir.
At the door. When you see folks that go to church doing what the world said and says all right, change it. Them, those are the signs, not high lightning, not high raining, not high thunder. When you see the lifestyle of the church and the lifestyle of the world, these are the signs. And you'll know some of them if you come back next Sunday, if God give me strength. You'll know the signs of his coming. And when we read about the, he at the door. He at the door. Now you watch. Don't take church lightly.
That's
right. So playing church, don't you take it lightly. You playing with your soul.
That's right.
With your soul. This thing is real.
Yes,
sir. Now nobody preaching. Every preacher got to stand for his own self up here.
Amen.
Every preacher in the world that's ever been called by God, they got to stand. I know what I got to do myself. I'm got to stand. See, I know I've been called by God. I ain't got to scratch my head about it. I know what he told me. He coming back. Not I'm guessing. He got signs. I want y'all to hang on it. I say he have signs.
Yes.
Not that the cloud gonna cover the sun. No, he got other signs. Our lifestyle. That's what he got to do. Those are the signs. Our lifestyle.
I'm
gonna put on the sun. I'm gonna put on the how the weather. No, no, no weather. No, no. How the church acting? How the church acting? God Almighty, you can just read about how the church acting, and then and how the world forgetting Jesus.
All right.
After a while, they're gonna take his name down. Everything. Watch. He be in heaven now. The devil ain't about to be no fool. He know that's the only name can get a man saved. And no other name under heaven can save a name, but a soul but Jesus. If he just get rid of the name Jesus.
Mama.
He don't want no name after a while. Watch that stick down. I got one more, eight more seconds. Watch that stick down. Know that joker. He know this guy. He started with false doctrine first. He ain't no fool. See, he started with false doctrine first, trying to shut that down. He don't know where the hell anyway, false doctrine, but he gonna lead us to Jesus then. All religions. Watch. Watch. Y'all see that name there? That's the only name can get a man to heaven. No other name under heaven. He had, that's the, when all the mess goes on in church and our life, that's all he wants. The devil just get rid of that name right there. That's the name the devil don't like. He can't stand that name. That's the name that when the devil, when he said, set yourself down, devil, he got to sit down.
Yeah.
That's the saving name. Ain't but one name can save a person, and that's the name Jesus.
Yeah.
No other name under heaven can do it.
Yeah.
So quite naturally, that's the name he's going after. And the devil going at that name. Oh, boy. Let us all stand.
Amen.
Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Look at your neighbor and say, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody may want to get their life to Christ. If you lost, get saved. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil. The devil, if you're not saved, the devil gonna keep you like that if you don't watch yourself. Give your life to Christ when God have it so simple and not complicated. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved, he said. Is you saved? Will there be one? Somebody may want to come by Christian experience by letter, you may come. Just don't walk out here lost. Just don't walk out here alone. That's all. Will there be one? He coming back now. Ain't trying to scare nobody. God knows he coming back. You'll need him before he needs you. Living God.
thank you for keeping us. We can keep ourselves. We kept by the power of the living God. Thank you for your saving grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus died for our sin. But Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand and coming back again at his church. Thank God you made me be a part of the church. Thank you now. In Jesus' name. May the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, has been abide with us and forevermore. Amen.